Today's episode of If Donald Trump Said This.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
That was the episode. Now, this is the 5-Minute Focus for August 9th, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is your opportunity to find that share button on your podcast app and do us the great favor of sharing it with friends. Also, a look ahead into the programming. Yeah, I've always liked driving by Mexican food restaurants, you know, like those great Mexican places like Taco Bell and Taco Time. And for that reason, I feel a great, strong connection to the people of Mexico. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said that? That goes right into the focus of our first hour. It's the Biden deception. Arrogance plus ignorance equals the Biden deception. Those two things are the worst thing in any form of political boss. Arrogance plus ignorance. Joe Biden's all those things. He's also demented.
7 Nobel laureates in economics, I should say.
Now, everybody can struggle with speech, but everybody knows this guy's running nothing. But the Biden deception is so utterly convenient because it allows people to put into their minds something very important. People do not like to admit they've been fooled, but particularly conned. So when people can think, oh, he's just a good old man, just trying so very hard.
You know, I know most families are focused on just putting 3 meals on the table, taking care of their kids and paying their bills. Helping you do that is my job. That's a president's job as well.
Did you hear the last part? Helping you do that is my job. It's a president's job as well. He still thinks he's vice president. Look, I misspeak sometimes in this program, but there's a trend.
I must admit, in total disclosure, I've spoken to the chairwoman about the possibility of my being able to buy one of those Corvettes that are electric vehicles. When they come out. I'm not going to be able to do it because I can't drive a vehicle while I'm president anymore than I could when I was vice president.
There's a trend. This is the guy who says we're all struggling to put 3 meals on the table, then turns around and talks about buying an electric Corvette. Well, I mean, he is saving money not having to bail Hunter Biden out of his taxes since Hunter doesn't pay those. It's all part of the Biden deception. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act is looming. Is Mitch McConnell telling the truth?
We're not involved in a reconciliation bill. There won't be a single Republican vote for it. There's nothing we can do to deter it other than to criticize it publicly, and that's what we're doing right here.
Yeah, that's all part of the Biden deception. Actually, there was something that Mitch could have done to deter it, and that would have been to not bring the CHIP Act forward, which was the prerequisite for some of this. We'll get into details there. But the deception, the Biden deception, is so important because of what's going on behind the scenes. The utterly politicized and corrupt FBI bosses are snooping around the state records of concealed carry permit holders, right, Josh Hawley?
I don't like the fact that the FBI is snooping around the concealed carry permit records of Missourians. I don't like it at all. I don't know what you want to do with it. I don't know what you're going to do with the information, but I don't like that you're putting our sheriffs in this position, and I'm disappointed that you're not ready to answer my question.
Yeah, and as that's happening, an ATF agent, a federal agent, showed up at the house of a citizen and apparently didn't satisfy that citizen's belief that he's a Fed or that he had authority to be asking around about a shotgun that he was, quote, not permitted to have. So local cops came on the scene.
I'm a federal agent.
9-1-7-1-10-3.
I'm a federal agent.
Get on the ground.
10-3. I'm a federal agent.
Why wouldn't you show me your ID when I got here? Don't move forward.
Okay. You didn't ask for it.
Get on the ground. We'll figure it out.
On that 10-8. Not getting on the ground.
Well, then stay where you're at.
And he didn't stay where he's at. And he ultimately got on the ground because the cops had to put him on the ground. That's a weird thing for a guy who works for an agency who murdered the people in Waco and murdered members of Randy Weaver's family. Odd stance. I'm not getting on the ground. Hour two, the Alex Jones precedent. It's well known that I have was deeply disturbed about Alex Jones calling Sandy Hook a psyop and calling people crisis actors because a friend of mine's mom was in Sandy Hook. Everybody knows that. And it's no secret as well that Alex Jones did not have a great time in court. He's been ordered to pay $45 million.
Mr. Jones, you may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it.
And he did not have a great time in court because his lawyers absolutely failed him.
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way?
They really screwed up. And Alex Jones should demand the retrial based upon that and should go after his attorneys. He landed some punches one would expect Alex Jones would do.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Boom. But it was not a great outcome for him. He now owes $45 million. But the precedent, number one, it's dangerous because clearly the party will be going after talk show hosts. In this case, it was for defamation, calling people crisis actors. You know they're going to stretch this. But right now, it's a fantastic precedent for us because the Mockingbird media is lying through what is a psyop. Well, we know that because Harvard helped them plan the PSYOP. Harvard said, here's how to con people into taking these injections. And the media lies to this moment about the injections and about the COVID flu. Senator Ron Johnson.
So the problem we have with the COVID cartel is at this point, with a body count that high, they can't afford to be proven wrong.
He's absolutely right. And the media is lying to this second. So Jones called someone crisis actors. It's defamation. It's $45 million. How much for helping to kill people?
So I want to talk about what we know about the vaccines that the media, the COVID cartel, is not conveying to the American public. The American public is not fully informed as they're making these decisions.
No, they're clearly not fully informed that there is what Ron Johnson, a United States senator, points out. The media has decided to call sudden adult death syndrome. This stuff is killing people. And anybody who's not hypnotized or afraid to admit it knows it's killing people. And the media is promoting it for money. The Jones precedent indicates we could take hundreds of billions of dollars from them, and we should. I went really long today. 5-minute focus became a 9-minute focus. And that means it's ever more important that we spend much more time with the Lord than we do podcasts, even if it's this one. I'm serious. If this podcast is getting in the way of you spending time in prayer or in the Bible with church, kick the podcast. Go with the Lord.